let's review. We had learned on the previous daf that the Hazoyis Dam HaPar and the Hazoyis Dam HaSar are learned out from each other via Hekesh. And then, from the Hazoyis Shebekodesh HaKodeshim, we learn the laws of the Hazoyis Shebehechel. The Gemara asks if the laws of Dam HaPar and Dam HaSar in the Kodesh HaKodeshim are both learned from a Hekesh. How can we then go and apply these laws to the sprinkling in the Hechel? V'chidavah HaLamed BeHekesh, Chayzer BeLamed BeHekesh? If something itself is learned from a Hekesh, it cannot then teach other laws via Hekesh. The Gemara gives three possible answers. This is a case of Dava HaLamed BeHekesh uVedava Achar. The laws of Par V'Sar are not exclusively learned via Hekesh, only partially. Only the number of Hazoyis, but most of the basic laws are stated clearly in the Torah. Mekoymes hu degamri mehadodi. It's a different Hekesh. The first Hekesh is Dam HaPar LaDam HaSar. The second Hekesh is Hazoyi Shebehechel Hazoyi Shebekodesh HaKodeshim. Chutz mebifnim b'chodezim negomer. When the original Hekesh was learned, it included the laws of the Hazoyi Shebehechel as well. Tano, kishu maza eina maza al haparechis el keneged haparechis. The Gemara now teaches that when the Hazah of the blood of the Par and Sar are performed in the Hechel, it is done in front of the parechis and not on the parechis. And although Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi related that he had personally seen the Parechis in the treasury of Rome when he and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai were extended free access to the treasury after curing the daughter of the Roman emperor, the Chum understood this as splattering of blood that reached the Parechis and not blood that was intentionally cast upon the Parechis. The Gemara continues, Nis'ar v'le dam b'damim. If the dam HaPar v'dam HaSar got mixed together, Rava said, he does one set of achas lamala v'sheva lamata, which fulfills the obligation of both the Dam HaPar v'Dam HaSar. However, Rabbi Yirmiyah vehemently objects, because this way, the hazal lamala of the Dam HaSar is before the hazal lamata of the Dam HaPar, which is out of order and invalid. Therefore, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Neisen achas lamala v'sheva lamata l'shem HaPar. He should sprinkle achas lamala b'sheva lamata for the par, and then with the same blood do the same for the sar. Similarly, nis'arvulei damim b'damim b'matonas ha'achreinus. If they got mixed after the achas lamala, but before the sheva lamata of the dam hapar, he cannot do one combined sheva lamata for both, and then do an achas lamala for the dam hasar, because that would also be out of order. Rather, he does Sheva Lamat L'Shem HaPar to complete the Avoid of the Dam HaPar, and then does Achas Lamal V'Sheva Lamat L'Shem HaSar. Nesarva L'Koises B'Koises. If the blood of the two did not get mixed together, but rather the bowls of blood became mixed, and the Kohen cannot identify which is which. Neisen V'Chezer V'Neisen V'Chezer V'Neisen Sholish Pam. He sprinkles three sets. One from one bowl, one from the second bowl, and again from the first bowl. This way, he is guaranteed to have sprinkled the Dam HaPar before the Dam HaSar at least once. If the first bowl was Dam HaPar and the second Dam HaSar, he was Jetsu with the first and second set. If the first was Dam HaSar and the second Dam HaPar, then the third sprinkling is again the Dam HaSar and he was Jetsu with the second and third set. Mixas damim nesarvu loy, u mixas damim loy nesarvu. Pshita, kiyav mivadonyav. If some of the bloods were mixed together, but there still remained some blood in the original bowl, it's clear that we would sprinkle the remaining blood in the original bowls. However, the Gemara questions the din of the mixed blood. Is it considered shirayim, leftover blood, in which case it is poured onto the yisoid, the base of the mizbeach? Or is it considered dachoy, blood that was rejected and not used, and it would then be discarded into the Amas HaMayim, the water channel that carries all the waste matter out of the Beis HaMikdash and drains out into the Nachal Kidron? The Gemara tries to resolve this question from the following machlokes in general by regular karbanos. If a kohen is mekabel the dam of a karban into several kelim, but he only sprinkles blood onto the mizbeach from one, there is a machlokes if kohes echot oisa chaver shirayim or kohes echot oisa chaver dochay. However, the Gemara concludes that the cases are not comparable. According to the opinion that in the case of a regular carbon, the unused blood becomes shirayim, because de'i boy lemesiv motziyav, he could have used the blood of the other bowl, whereas in our case, perhaps it's dachoy because de'i boy lemesiv loy motziyav. He could not have used it, since the blood of the sar and par became mixed, and he still has the original bloods available. And according to the opinion that in the case of a regular carbon, the unused blood becomes dachi, perhaps the dachi b'yadayim. There he had consciously and actively rejected that blood by not using it. But here, perhaps it's considered shirayim because deloy dachi b'yadayim. Rather, it became nitcha by itself when it became mixed together accidentally.